This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Yellowstone National Park scientists are monitoring a huge bulge along the volcano's north rim. The vast area of rising ground is the size of the city of Chicago. Scientists say the area has risen an inch since last July. The greater Yellowstone ecosystem remains one of the most dynamic places on the planet. Mike Poland, scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, along with other scientists, is monitoring an area of ongoing uplift on the northern rim of the Yellowstone caldera near Gibbon Falls. In geological terms, the rate of rise of the ground is dramatic, rising an inch since last July. Poland said, "It's an area over 19 miles across, give or take a few miles. Saying the uplift is the size of Chicago makes it sound incredibly grandiose, but I think it's pretty stunning even if it's not particularly unusual." When asked if the bulge in the ground could be a sign that the supervolcano slumbering in northwest Wyoming might be getting ready to blow its top, Poland had a definitive answer. "That doesn't mean that the volcano is about to erupt," he said. "It's Yellowstone being Yellowstone." Ground uplift isn't unusual in Yellowstone. Similar episodes of surface movement, called deformation, occurred between 1996 and 2000, and again in 2000 and in 2020. Poland and other scientists were aware of these uplifts as they occurred, but modern technology makes it much easier to obtain real-time information. Using that data, they've created a map showing the growing bulge in the middle of Yellowstone. According to Poland, the massive uplift is like inflating a subterranean balloon. It's too small and slow to be noticed by the human eye, but a plethora of scientific equipment has been monitoring the ongoing changes. Poland said, "We can see things that are moving up and away from this area of uplift on radar maps and satellites we use to measure this sort of thing. We've got 17 GPS stations in Yellowstone and many more in the surrounding area, and they could pinpoint exactly when this uplift started." While the uplifting ground isn't a sign of an imminent eruption, the most likely source of the ongoing episode is the volcano's magma chamber. Poland said, "The most likely explanation is that it's the accumulation and withdrawal of magma at a depth of 9 miles. That's quite a bit deeper than we might expect the hydrothermal system to be acting, so magma is the likely source." A scientific paper published in 2025 concluded that there's a low percentage of molten material in Yellowstone's magma chamber, which greatly reduces the chances of an eruption. Nevertheless, the volcano remains active, and molten magma continues to churn beneath the park. The movement of magma is what usually leads to volcanic eruptions. Poland acknowledged that as a possibility, but a remote possibility. The ongoing uplift was the story of the year from Poland's perspective. There were more than 1,100 earthquakes in Yellowstone last year. That's on the very low end of normal, according to Poland. The average range is 1,500 to 2,500 earthquakes in Yellowstone every year, he said. This is the second straight year we've been at the very low end of the typical range. Yellowstone always has the potential for a massive earthquake, like the 1959 7.5 magnitude Hebgen Lake earthquake, but that's the exception to the rule. Poland didn't see any indications that the major tectonic faults in the area are building up to something, but that doesn't mean they're devoid of danger. When it comes to Yellowstone's thermal features, the biggest news of 2025 was the unexpected appearance of a baby blue pool in the Norris Geyser Basin. It was the result of a small hydrothermal explosion that occurred sometime around Christmas 2024, but wasn't spotted until April. And Black Diamond Pool, which experienced a much larger hydrothermal explosion in July 2024, had several unpredictable eruptions throughout 2025. Poland said, "Many of these eruptions threw material 30 to 40 feet in the air. There have also been very small ones that have been like a bubble burst, and the splashing doesn't get above 1 or 2 feet high." Poland said the activity at Black Diamond Pool has been decidedly unpredictable. That means the reopening of Biscuit Basin, which has been closed since the explosion, remains unlikely for this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.